The Great Lakes Maritime Research Institute is a new kid on the block, just 2 years old, but almost $3 million in federal money is charging the institute to come up with alternatives that will ease the invasion of foreign organisms plaguing the Great Lakes. Co-director Richard Stewart says the solution is not for states to ban international shipping.
Because interstate and international transportation is a regulation of the federal government, not of state entities. But that will be decided in the courts as it has been decided before.
Universities of Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin have a hand in this institute's research. Stewart says already they're looking at ships that do not hold ballast water.
Using the flow-through ballast system. The Europeans, who are much farther advanced in shipbuilding, especially in the area of green shipbuilding, than we are as a nation, have devised treatable ballast systems, very green ships, and these are already being built and used in the Baltic and other regions.
Stewart says preventing invasive species like zebra mussels and sea lamprey is everybody's problem and not one left to the shipping industry.
The option of not having a transportation network because of invasive species is not a viable option, so we have to address it.
This collaboration gives the Research Institute 3 years to come up with some alternatives to make shipping less invasive to the Great Lakes. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.